Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Adam and Eve began the history of human sin. And that first sin shows us the three ingredients present in every sin you and I commit. First ingredient is pride. Adam and Eve wanted to be a big deal. They wanted to be like God. The second ingredient is worldliness. Worldliness means there is some created good, some good of this world that you prefer to God. It could be something lofty and sophisticated like the knowledge of good and evil. It could be something totally banal and sensual like the next meal or the next drink. That bite of a tasty apple. But whatever it is, you would rather have that worldly good than the infinite goodness of God. And the third ingredient is disobedient self-will, where you say, I know God has forbidden this. I know this goes against the providential ordering of things, but I don't care. This is what I want, and I'm going to do it. All sin is pride, worldliness, and disobedient self-will. And so, if we are ever to be saved from our sins, what saves us must be able to overcome these three forces within us. And that's part of why Jesus saves us the way he does. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Christ is the new Adam, the one who has come to save us from the destruction wrought by the first Adam. And look how he does it, by turning sin upside down. The first source of all sin is pride. So look at Christ's humility. Falsely accused, spat upon, sarcastically crowned with thorns, betrayed by his friends, triumphed over by his enemies, made to die naked and gasping for breath in public between two sinners. The second source of all sin is worldliness. Well, what earthly good does Christ cling to? Not friends or family or fame or physical comfort. He lives just long enough to see the crowds turn against him, his little band of followers run away, his right-hand man betray him, and before he dies, he even gives his mother away. He holds on to nothing, clings to nothing. And the third source of all sin is disobedient self-will. And before his passion, Christ makes it clear that his entire sacrifice is directly opposed to disobedient self-will. Right before his passion, he sweats blood and says, "Father, not my will, but yours be done." This is how sin is overcome, by counteracting pride, worldliness, and disobedient self-will. And this is how we overcome sin too, in the sacrament of confession. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
All of our sin, at one level, comes from pride, from thinking we're a big deal, or trying to make ourselves a big deal. Even if it's just the pride of saying, "I'm the boss of me, this is my life, and I will do as I like." So what better antidote for pride than the sacrament of confession? Coming back time and again, month after month, year after year, and admitting, yeah, I'm no different than anybody else. I do the same sins as everyone else. I make the same resolutions, and I suffer the same failures. We all work so hard trying to show the world our good side, our admirable, interesting side. Isn't it perfect that the Lord has instituted a sacrament where we do exactly the opposite, showing our sinful, petty, pathetic, uninteresting side, and not mentioning our virtues or offering excuses, just showing what's unattractive about our personalities and not what's attractive? Do you know why so many of us stop going to confession? Because it's humiliating. And if all sin springs from pride, obviously, spiritual rehabilitation will spring from humility. So thank God for the sacrament of confession. And don't stop going. Go often. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
All sin means prioritizing things of the world over things of God. All sin involves making creatures the standard instead of God. And confession overcomes worldliness. Do you know why? Because if you go to confession regularly, there's a good chance you won't see any noticeable improvement. You'll confess the same sins over and over. The directions for confession, ironically, are the same as for shampoo. Wash, rinse, repeat. In fact, there's a good chance that if you go to confession regularly, your confession list will actually get longer instead of shorter. Now, worldly people always need to have some worldly metric to judge themselves by. They want some concrete results. But with confession, we say, I know that your grace is working, Lord, even if I can't see it, even if it feels like I'm not making any real improvement. Because God is the standard, not the world. He's the ultimate good, and we will follow His directions, even if we can't see the worldly progress. we can't really see ourselves changing as fast as we think we should. So thank God for confession. And don't stop going. Go often. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
All sin is an expression of disobedient self-will. In all sin, we say to God, explicitly or implicitly, I will not do as you say. But Christ told us to go to confession. He told his apostles, whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you hold bound, they are held bound. Now, how could the apostles know which sins to forgive and which to hold bound unless a person confessed their sins to them? Christ is the perfect model of one who did, out of obedience, what at some level he would rather not have done. So confession is our chance to imitate him by obeying him. If we would rather not go to confession, then that's all the more reason to go. Because then going to confession will express obedience and renunciation of our own self-will. And that's the only attitude that can possibly free us from sin. So thank God for confession. And don't stop going. Go often. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what were you reflecting on?
First, a statement that Our Lady is reported to have made at Medjugorje, that the church in the West could be completely healed if it would just go to confession once a month. And then I'm so amazed at how practical Our Lady is, because at Fatima, she asked us to, on the first Saturday of five consecutive months, go to confession. What is she trying to get us to do? Set the habit.
I really liked that point, just that we, even if it doesn't seem like we're making progress, it's a sacrament and it's helping us and it's changing everything.
I know I could go back over the last 30 years, and if I could graph this out, that when I was going to confession regularly, I grew in virtue. And when I slipped away and stopped going regularly, I backslid in vice.
Yeah.
Monthly confession is one of the greatest ways to overcome our sin, our vices. Do you know that the word vicious comes from the word vice?
I've known you long enough to know that.
Our vices make us vicious people. And regular confession will heal us of our vices. So then the other thing I was thinking about is that one thing that prevents me from going to regular confession is that I get lazy about my daily examination of conscience. So then I think I should go to confession, but I'm not prepared. Or I really don't have much to confess. But if I do a daily examination of conscience, I see it really quickly.
It takes effort. It takes daily effort.
But it only takes a couple of minutes every day.
Yeah.
But you got to build it into you got to build it into your routine. So we got to build two things into our routine to make a habit. A daily examination of conscience where you tie it to something else, like your meditation or your routine before you go to bed or something, so that you do it every day. And secondly, we got to build into our routine of going to confession. Now, in a lot of places, I'm just going to say it, a lot of parishes only offer confession right before Saturday afternoon Mass, which might be the most inopportune time imaginable. But make an appointment with your priest to go to confession at a different time, and then build a habit. So Jesus has given us the remedy. We just have to make a habit out of it.
Yeah, I really don't think we can become humble until we make a habit out of confession. Because any other means that you might attempt towards humility, it's quite prideful to try and do it without God.
Yeah.
To try and do it by your means.
Actually, I'll end with this. One of my best experiences is that, so I've worked for the church for 32 years now. And I've often worked for priests. I had priests for bosses. And someone said to me, oh, never go to confession to your boss. And I said, no, I'm going to do just the opposite. And I worked for a great priest, Father Vince Crisci, Monsignor Crisci. And when he was interviewing me, he asked, what questions do you have? And I said, well, I'll come to work here under one condition. That you will hear my confession every week. And I made that a habit of going to my boss for confession.
It's one way to file your complaints.
In the confessional.
Yeah, I just find this environment so frustrating. But well, it's the one place that if you make a complaint, he can't do anything about it.
Yeah. But he was so awesome. And it built our, we had such a good relationship of honesty because of it. But it was so good for my humility.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is the antidote. Confession really is the antidote to pride. Yeah. Anyway, for whatever it's worth, make the habit. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.